Welcome to another edition of Glancing at the Stars. I mentioned before how if you want to learn the basics of astrology, understanding the fundamental meanings of the planets is the place to start. The planets have distinct characteristics, despite some overlapping meanings. For instance, Neptune, like the Moon, has qualities of nurturing and support, whereas the Moon tends to show these qualities more often within a family or with close friends. Neptune will manifest in large groups or in transpersonal ways, such as in healing, the arts, etc. Neptune can be considered a higher octave of the Moon because they overlap in meaning while being expressed in different ways. Similarly, Pluto is often thought of as a higher octave of Mars. So having a working knowledge of each planet's primary characteristics, as well as the way in which each planet will express them, is a major step in applying astrology effectively in your life. The following step is to learn the meanings of the major aspects, or angular relationships, between two planets. The most common aspects used by astrologers are the conjunction, where two planets share the same degree of zodiacal longitude, the sextile, where two planets are separated by 60 degrees, the square, where the separation is 90 degrees, the trine, which is 120, and the opposition at 180 degrees apart. The square and oppositions are aspects that challenge us. That is, the energy of the two planets that form a square or an opposition show a type of friction that exists in our life. Friction can prove an irritant you must deal with on an ongoing basis, but it also can serve as the impetus to change and to overcome the obstacles that the square and opposition represent. The sextile and trine are aspects that make life easier. They represent talents or innate abilities that you can count on, often without having to think about them. Yet too much of the energy can manifest as a lack of drive or minimal testing of character. The energies of the planets in trine or sextiles are great to have and show your gifts, yet it is the square and opposition, and sometimes the conjunction, that push you to grow and to develop whatever talents you have, as well as develop new ones. Depending on the planets involved, conjunctions can either challenge you or make life easier. I will talk more on aspects next week. The highlight for this week is the approaching trine of Mars to Pluto. As I mentioned earlier, they are closely related and have much to do with power and energy. The exact trine is a week from today, but it will be building all week. This is an excellent time to overcome those obstacles in your life by applying will, energy, and sheer effort to get it done. It may not come easily at first, but perseverance furthers your goals. Until next time, I'm Nick Symington for Glancing at the Stars.